Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're here for hour number three on a TV theme song Thursday. Of course, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. And if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Of course, at the bottom of the hour, in about 30 minutes or so, we will go to Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, where the great DJ Alex Tyshirt, the vegan, will showcase himself. All right, Rob, let's go here. Let's go to the Eastern Conference, where the Boston Celtics absolutely, positively, Rob, ran away from the field. All right, only the fifth team ever to win games by 11 points or more. All the other four teams won championships, not conference championships, league championships. They were 64-18. That was 14 games better than the second-seeded New York Knicks. And, Rob, when you look at how things are breaking for them, no pun intended, although it's accurate, appropriate, Jimmy Butler out. So they will either get the Chicago Bulls or a Miami Heat team without Jimmy Butler in the first round. Second round, they will either get Cleveland or Orlando, who just aren't as good as them. And then in the Eastern Conference Finals, they could get Milwaukee, they could get New York, Philadelphia. But right now, and things may change, but right now, Giannis isn't even set to start the series for Philadelphia. And Joel Embiid is playing on like one leg. Who knows? What is he? 70%, 80%? I don't know.
This sounds like a Warriors run to the championship without Kevin Durant. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it actually doesn't, but I don't even know what that meant.
No, there were a lot of guys injured that year. Funny, that's all. A lot of guys.
Which one?
Injured.
They won two without
one,
Kevin Durant.
The first one.
Yeah, I mean, they beat LeBron James wasn't injured. LeBron James wasn't injured. I'm talking about Giannis and Embiid, the two best players on their team.
Yeah, but Kyrie and Love were injured.
Was
in
Kyrie
one.
The best player on the team?
Yeah, but still. And I can't remember the other two guards.
Kyrie's not Giannis or Embiid. I'm just saying. Like, it's just not. It'd be like if Dame was injured, then maybe that would be more fitting, but no. But anyway, Rob, I'm going to say this. Now, again, I'm going to leave room for nuance, because if Giannis comes back healthy and he and Dame and the Bucks are clicking and just start to play great, you know, that might be far-fetched. But if that happens, or if Embiid suddenly looks spry and he is playing like he was earlier in the season, then the Sixers are legit. But as it stands right now, Rob, when I'm looking at the Eastern Conference right now, I'm saying if the Boston Celtics don't get to the NBA Finals, I'm not saying they have to win it, but if they don't get to the NBA Finals, Joe Mazzulla should be out of a job. Now, I'm not saying, again, I'm leaving room for nuance, but right now, with all these players injured, if he can't get them to the finals in this Eastern Conference, then, I mean, they were in the finals before he got there. And they took a step back last year in not getting to the finals. And so that's what I think should be on the line for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, but do you have a clause in there that if one of their stars gets hurt,
leaving room for nuance, okay. Of course. I mean, of course. I mean, everything, you know, is not black and white, but I'm just saying as it stands right now, absolutely. Because, I mean, what are we waiting for? I would feel like they need a tougher coach like a Ime Udoka or something. He's a great coach. He did great with them. He's done well with Houston. And I would need something like that. But look, I think the Celtics will get to the finals. So I don't think it'll come to that. But I'm just saying it's time to show and prove.
Of course they should. I mean, with the regular season that they had, they haven't even played yet. I mean, I'm expecting them. I think it would be a disaster, Chris, if they don't get out of the East and at least get to the finals. I think the last year, first year, with Mazzulla oil there, it didn't work out to where they wanted it. But still, this year, there's no reason not to think that they will be there. If they get knocked off by somebody, even if it's in the conference final, not an early exit, you know, first round. Obviously, right. If it's first round, that's disaster. But you'd have to look at what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals, Chris, and make an assessment. But, yes, they should be getting to the finals. I mean, I don't think there's any other room. Now, winning is a different story. Mazzulla gets them there, Chris, and they lose. If they lose to Denver.
Yeah, I'm not.
It ain't tied on winning, right?
No. Just get to the finals. Because I agree, I think Denver, my pick is Denver over Boston. Rob, I feel like if the Lakers win this series against Denver, I don't think most people's minds, in my mind, they become the favorite. Because I think they would beat Boston.
You think
the Lakers
would beat Boston? Wow.
Now, they would be giving up a lot, you know, a big gap in threes, because Boston shoots them more than anybody and they shoot them at a high clip. And the Lakers don't shoot a lot of threes, even though they shoot them pretty well. And so you might be outscored there, but I think they would just be a lot for Boston to handle inside. But you got Al Horford. I mean, it'd be interesting. But right now, I think if the Lakers beat them, I think they would be rolling. Now, the question there, too, though, is that would it take such a toll on the Lakers physically and emotionally, Rob, and more so physically, to beat Denver, that if they somehow got past Denver, they might not be able to finish their way through the rest of the West?
Well, that's the issue. I don't see them beating Denver.
I don't either.
You said, how many games you said?
Yeah,
six?
I got Denver in six.
Yeah, I think that's more realistic. Last year, Chris, the sweep was unexpected. I told you before, that game one when AD had 40 and they didn't win that game, you know, that kind of was the beginning of the end. That's the game they should have won. You know, sometimes when you go into on the road, the first game in the postseason, Chris, you could steal one if you're going to steal one. You remember when Allen Iverson played the Lakers in the finals, right? They won game one in L.A. You remember that? And that was it. That might get one. The other team thinks that they're at home and they got it together, and you go in and just go like, we just got to give it our all, but ultimately you're not good enough. So that's why it was a sweep. But I'm with you. Five or six, the Lakers will get a game or two. But I just think that Denver will win. And then the Lakers, if they do somehow pull the upset, it'll be shocking. And then they'd have a shot depending on who else is left. Yep. I don't know. I'm down on Phoenix.
I think Dallas looks good. Now, Dallas, that's going to be a heck of a series. With the Clippers?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's
going to
be
interesting. That is going to be a heck of a series. And again, I mean, to me, it's about, I mean, I'm not saying Dallas couldn't beat them with Kawhi. I'm picking the Clippers with Kawhi. But if Kawhi's not himself, Rob,
No, it's going to be, we've also seen them win without him, but I'm with you. It would be a tall order.
Yeah. I mean, they got talent, you know, Harden and Paul George.
But when they went to the Western Conference that year, he wasn't available.
Right.
They still made it. And Ty Lue, we praise him all the time, Chris. We don't just crush coaches, right? Ty Lue, we think, is a tremendous coach. And he's done a lot there. And I just wish I could just see one year when he has a healthy team and the way he coaches, Chris. Right? Just once. With Ty Lue.
When he had the team in Cleveland, they won the championship.
Yep, right.
The healthy team. So, I hear you. It's just unfortunate. And Howard Beck brought it up, Rob. A lot of these...
He's my new favorite writer, Howard Beck. I just want you to know that.
Oh, really? Because of Wimby? You would have done that to any...
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
No, Chris.
Yeah.
That was a request by Howard Beck before he came on.
He sounded like he had never heard it.
Rob G, can you tell Chris? He asked for it.
Yeah, I'm going to pull back the curtain, America.
Yes.
So earlier today when I was texting Howard Beck about coming on the show, his first response was, okay, but only if Rob Parker admits he was wrong about Wimby. Like joking around from the last appearance.
Right.
I'm like, actually, we have this.
What did you say about Wimby?
This would have been early on in the season when
he wasn't going to be that good.
Yeah,
or something
like that. Right. Because we haven't had Howard on,
in
months. And I said, funny thing, he actually has a new drop in our system where he sings a song about Wimby. And he laughs about it, whatever, in the text. And I get him on the phone before we get on the air. I wanted to let you know we do have the song queued up if you want to hear it. He's like, well, I kind of need to hear it now at this point. We've been texting about it for a couple hours. I kind of got to hear it.
Right.
So we queued it up just for him.
So it wasn't exactly a request from Howard Beck.
Yeah, he had to hear it to feel better about his life.
I mean, but it wasn't like he knew about, like he came on and talked about, I want to hear this.
He's like, hey, the streets are talking about this new Wimby song.
It's
sweeping the nation.
Nobody's heard that song. And I've never heard
the
Association.
What do you mean?
When I hear the Association, I think the NBA.
They had the name first, and Stuart Scott stole it from the Association of Musical Group.
I never heard of that group. Was this even a hit?
Yes. Wimby? Are you kidding? It's Wendy.
Wendy?
Wendy? Wendy? W-I-N-D. Yeah.
When was that? Like the 50s?
No, 60s.
Yeah, I never heard of
that. It's all good, Chris. You know what? You could be cultured. You could read other things other than the Bible. I'm just saying.
Oh, I do. I'm very well read. You come to my house. I've actually taken youths, teenagers in my house, through my house.
Right.
And said, tell me what you notice in every single room.
They're books.
Including the kitchen. Yes.
Books and cobwebs.
There are books.
Because the house is so big.
No kidding. That's got to be like the most subtle flex I've ever heard.
I know.
I'm so rich that I got books in every room of my house.
It's not a flex. It's like, look, the importance... of reading.
I'll say this, Chris. One thing I will agree with you, if you go to somebody's house and they don't have any books, that's a sign. I'm dead serious.
Like, what
I'm not talking about a library off to the wing.
Right.
But if you don't see any books, that there's no reading going on, that's a sign.
The thing that we do have books in every room, but when it really was driven home to me, Rob, you know, Ben Carson, who, you know, was the great doctor or is the great doctor. But he, you know, grew up in the hood in Detroit, and his mother worked for wealthy people cleaning their homes. And she noticed that all of the wealthy people she worked for, one of the things they had was books all over the place. And Ben Carson was a poor student, terrible student, he was worse in his class as a young kid. And she started making him and his brother do book reports every week. Once she saw that, she said, because I see this, there's a connection there, reading books and wealth. And she had them start doing that. His grades changed. She obviously became incredibly smart and a great student. And, you know, the rest is history. So, yeah, I mean, but books, books, books.
Yes.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. We went all over the place. But the Boston Celtics, like I said, win the East. And there's nuance. But with Giannis hurt, with Embiid hurt, if they remain like that, Jimmy Butler hurt, and the Celtics remain healthy, there's no excuse not to win the East. And if they don't win the East, then I think heads got to roll, starting with Joe Mazzulla. Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, you're tuned into The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. And that connection, of course, is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. With the first round of the NFL draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's NFL draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the NFL draft. You got the insider Jay Glazer there, the former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, the College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. They will give you pick-by-pick predictions and analysis of every first-round pick. That's next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft live right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Celtics. Is there any excuse for them not, besides injury, of course, for them not to get to the NBA Finals this year?
Chris, did you hear that song? Did you know that show?
Oh, you were too busy reading. I couldn't hear as much. Yeah, I couldn't hear it.
I guessed, Alex, did I not make
Greatest it? American Hero? Or
no, that's
that?
A good guess, Chris. Yeah, it's Perfect like Strangers.
Yes.
You know what? I didn't watch that show. Is that Tom Hanks?
I believe so.
Right? I did not watch that.
Yeah, I didn't watch Perfect, yeah. Perfect Strangers. The same here. All right, 877.
Oh, wait. Was that when he lived? He had the roommate.
He had a roommate,
right? No,
that
was Too Close for Comfort.
Yes. No. That's Perfect Strangers, Chris.
Wasn't there a show called Too Close for Comfort?
Yeah, that was Ted Knight, though, wasn't it? That was a different show.
Oh, then I remember. So it was him and his roommate.
Right.
I believe
so. The shorter guy.
And they'd have to dress in drag or something sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I did watch that.
Yeah, Perfect Strangers.
Sometimes, yeah.
All right, 877-99 on Fox on this TV theme song Thursday. Dre in Massachusetts. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, based in Boston. What's up?
Perfect Strangers?
No.
Oh.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Dre.
Yeah. Where everybody knows your name.
That's right.
And that would be great. You know, when we used to go to, they used to have the Cheers restaurant at Logan Airport. So you go in there and the nostalgia and everything.
But the original place is in downtown. I've been there. Like, it doesn't look like the inside, Chris, but there's a Cheers bar. Am I right, Dre, that tourists go to downtown?
Yes.
Great. Near
show.
The arena,
one of the
right?
Great
yeah,
songs.
Chris. Yep.
Yeah,
Cheers.
Yep.
Iconic. And so, you know, to the point, you know, the connection is, you know, this Boston team is tasked with being the bridge back to those glory days in the 80s for the Celtics. And, you know, in my view, they're going to steamroll to the conference finals, to the NBA finals. My New York Knicks will meet them in the conference finals. I'm bullish on that. But minus Julius Randle, the Knicks won't be able to give them a serious run for their money. And people throwing shade on my Knicks right now. This is not a Knicks call.
I'm
but
picking
let's
the
say
Knicks
by
in seven.
Yeah, you know, but let's say that the team like Philly breaks through. The fact that it's a fractured, fragmented Eastern Conference without Milwaukee being who they are. Milwaukee's going out in the first round as far as I'm and so Philly, you know, Embiid, Milwaukee, their issues, and the upstart teams, you know, I'm picking the Knicks as a fan, but they're not. The Knicks also are not healthy. And then the Indiana Pacers and the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic, they're not there yet. They're a year away. So the East is Boston.
At least.
To lose, and I do think there's going to be they're going to forcefully make the NBA Finals. And the difference between this Celtics team and the reason I'm picking them to win the Finals and in resounding fashion, I think Drew Holiday is going to be huge for them and put everybody in the position to succeed. You're talking about like a team.
Do you
like
agree that if they don't get to the Finals, Mazzulla has to go?
I don't think. We'll be
barring injury or if Giannis or an MB remain injured.
People in the Commonwealth will lose their minds if we don't win, and Mazzulla will most certainly be the scapegoat. But, Chris, to your point, he has help that he didn't have last year. Charles Lee, who was a Bucks chief assistant, Sam Cassell on the bench, Emile Jefferson, who's coming in from Duke.
Van Gundy.
And Van Gundy in that front office. So they have a brain trust to give him the support that he needs. He's not going to get out-schemed like last year. If it doesn't happen, if you don't get it done, even more so than Mazzulla, it'll probably be on Brad Stevens because they have everything that they need to succeed and at least make it to the finals to face off against, I think, the Denver Nuggets. Thank you for taking the call.
All right. Thank you,
It ain't
going to
be Brad Stevens. It's going to be Mazzulla.
Yeah, I don't Let's think. Not Because, I mean, they have the pieces.
It's going to be Brad Stevens, Chris.
And they got to the finals 2 years ago.
Yep.
So it will be on the coach. All right. Tyshe's Tower of Trivia is around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshe's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshe's Tower of Trivia, backed by popular demand. He was going to take the whole week off, and I said, no, Alex, ratings are slipping a little bit.
Exactly. What are you trying to do? You trying to hurt us? Take food out of our money out of our pockets?
The star of the segment, Alex Teicher.
Guys, I've been escapading through the greatness of California, adventuring into hot springs, beaches, longboarding, and, you know, tanning so I can finally make.
Skinny dipping.
Well, I did do that too.
Yeah.
Chris, Rob, have you guys ever skinny dipped in your life?
No.
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate. It's
you
very
were
freeing.
Super skinny dipping?
Yes, at a hot spring. It was actually a really good time.
At a hot spring?
Yeah. It was hot.
I don't really think that's something brothers do.
No?
Am I, Rob? Am I
a natural
right
hot spring?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Do you like hot showers?
Right. I think you're right, Chris. We got to keep our trunks on. Right?
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah. Stop smiling when you say that. Jeez Louise.
I'm trying to keep my job, okay? So I avoid it, Chris. In the old days, I would be suspended by now. You know what I mean?
They would have been dragging you out
exactly.
by your collar.
Yes. I've been through all that. I'm an older guy now. I'm more mature.
And with the way things are done now, and if you know this, if we report Rob to HR, all we do is get an email back to ourselves that
exactly.
says, thank you for contacting HR.
That's it.
Somebody will get in touch.
Hey, when Chris and I started this show almost 6 years ago, his agent said, I don't know how long Rob's going to last, but Chris, just stay away. Don't be dragged down with him.
He's like, are you sure you want to tie your contract
exactly,
the same length?
Exactly. It's all good, Chris. I held up my end of the bargain.
For now. We'll
you.
See. We'll see, Rob.
Yeah, you're right.
We still got more time left. All right, here we go. It is the Teicher's Tower of Trivia. The NBA Play-In Edition is a big deal going on this week. Flipped a coin during Steve's fantastic update. And
best in the business, I keep telling you.
Chris Broussard gets question number one. Oh. You know the rules, no cheating. Talking to you, Chris.
Me?
Yes, you.
Rob, this is the only tricks. Day he goes into the studio.
I can see Rob, so I know he's not cheating.
No, it's not. I don't have school on Thursdays. I always come in on Thursdays, and I want to see Alex. And I love to watch him make a smoothie. So that's the highlight
that
of my day.
That is true.
He's a true barista back there.
It's when Steve walks by. He always says, the store's open.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Chris, the Sixers beat the Heat last night to clinch the seventh seed in the East. They, of course, are led by their head coach, Nick Blank.
Alex, you're ready?
Oh, God.
I thought it was Chris's turn. What are you doing right now, Rob?
All right, here we go, Alex.
Oh, I'm ready, Chris. Thank you.
Doctor?
Well, he already gave the clue. Stop it.
Rob G, what was the question again?
Doctor?
We're looking for the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. His name is Nick Blank.
Doctor?
Nick Nurse?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah?
That's the clue.
All right.
That's the clue.
We love the nurses.
See, and
Rob.
And I was just going to say wet.
Oh,
jeez. Oh,
well, that's where Rob sets it over.
You know that we got a bet going in the back whether or not you'll make it to June 1st?
Is that right?
I took the under.
Me too.
Did you?
I did. All right, here we go.
That was the better smart choice.
I'm going to keep my mouth quiet just to spite both of you.
Oh, that's not nice.
All right, here we go. Level number two, back to Rob Parker. Rob, Trae Young, talked about him earlier in the show. He's the NBA's all-time leader in play-in scoring. Somebody actually did the math.
Wow.
Young, for now at least, plays for the Atlanta Blank.
Good for him. Like to see our young kings out there win,
yeah.
Right, Chris?
That's right.
That's right. Shouts to the king, Brad.
All right, Alex, here you go.
Oh,
you
hi, ready? Rob.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. It's good to see your face.
Are you ready?
You got a beautiful
All right,
point of
Rob. Don't go over. Don't cross the line.
Okay.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
This is easy for you.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, here we go.
That makes me feel more comfortable.
Tony
Hawk.
Yeah.
The skater. Yeah.
There's only one Tony.
That's right, baby.
He didn't say the Tiger. He knew it was Tony
Hawk,
Hawk.
Baby.
Tony
three.
Hawk.
Tony.
Yeah, there you go.
It never rains in Southern California.
That's right.
Chris.
But it's T-O-N-E, T-O-N-Y, and T-O-N-I.
That's right.
Tony.
Level number three, Chris Broussard.
That's like the Thompson twins. How many are in the Thompson twins?
Three.
There you go.
Three's up.
There's three Thompson twins?
Did you know that? Yes, in the group Thompson twins, there's three.
Why would they be called the twins? It should be the triplets.
Right.
That's their name
in
the group.
That makes no sense.
Maybe the third one wasn't sure, so they just went the safe route at first.
All right, here we go. Level number three. Back to Chris. If they win on Friday night, the blank Bulls would statistically be the worst team to make the playoffs in a decade.
Wow.
Oh, that sucks.
Wow. All right, Alex, here we go.
I'm ready, C.
Jordan.
What was it again, Rob G?
The blank Bulls would be
Jordan Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
That's a terrible clue.
I'm dropping some clues.
Hey, let's go.
That's a terrible clue.
What's better?
Tell them.
What would have been better?
Who?
Could I have said Chi-Town?
No.
No.
That's two words.
Is that two words?
I think so.
No,
I would have said band.
Is it?
The
band
Chicago.
Shy is in there, right?
Yeah, Alex, do you know Chicago the band?
Yes,
or no?
Beautiful okay. band.
That's what Rob would have said.
That's
Rob
a funky flashback right
nah,
there.
Nah, I would have.
You wouldn't have got it.
I might have said.
What would you say, Rob?
Chicago.
Say it, Rob.
Oprah. I might have
Winfrey?
Said.
Oh.
Yeah, he wouldn't have got it.
Wendy.
Got
all right.
Wendy.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
Oh, gosh. All right, level number four. Back to Rob Parker. Perfect game going so far. This time of year, Jimmy Butler's known as Playoff Jimmy.
Jimmy!
But on a night-in, night-out basis, his nickname across the league is just Jimmy blank.
Jimmy.
All right, Alex, you ready?
Job. I'm ready. Not to be confused with.
Jimmy!
Yeah.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Rob, are you ready?
Yeah. Go, Hemi okay. Butler.
Hemi Tuckett.
All right, here we go.
Like Buffalo Bill.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Pale. Think about it.
What?
Rob. That's
don't
blatant
you do that.
Cheating.
Don't you do that,
Rob. Blatant cheating.
What are we doing with the hand right there, Rob? What are you trying to do?
He is holding something.
Yeah, what is Rob. That? Hold on. Give me the question again. Give
me the question. Rob,
I said
pale.
I said pale.
I told him to stop.
I said pale.
I'm blaming you.
Playoff
I'm blaming
Jimmy,
you as the commissioner, Rob.
A.K.A. Jimmy Blank.
I just said.
Hand down a punishment.
My hand is down. Alex, the clue. Can I say the clue again?
Pale.
Pale.
Say it the way you said it the first time.
Pale.
Pale. With your hand up. Okay.
Pale.
See.
Rob, what do you do? Oh, buckets.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Does that count?
Yes, I see what you did, Rob. I see what you did.
We don't punish the Packers for playing in cold weather.
Exactly.
It's called the home field advantage.
hey, Chris, you can get on the plane here any day.
You got money.
And get
I'll
here.
Be there next week.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Chris,
all right.
Come fly in and buy Rob some wings to go again. Come on over. We need it.
Hey.
Rob said he's hungry.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Level number five. Back to Chris. Another perfect game going. The Warriors maybe would still be alive in the play-in tournament if their resident sharpshooter, Blank Thompson, hadn't shot 0-for-10 from the field against Sacramento.
Terrible.
Future Laker, by the way.
0-for-10. I could make one at least.
Wow.
Terrible.
Read it again, Rob G.
Oh, yeah, please.
Warrior sharpshooter, Blank Thompson, went 0-for-10 against the Kings.
Blank Thompson. And he's still playing?
Future Laker. No, they're out.
You want a future Laker that's 0-10?
That's right. We always get him. We just don't get him at the prime of their career sometimes. That's all.
You know there's not going to be another bubble tournament, though.
Shout out Westbrook.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, Alex.
Okay, I'm ready.
Shout out Dwight Howard.
Steph?
Terrible clue. Oh, I'm
Curry?
Sorry.
That is incorrect. The perfect game is over.
What are you saying, Chris?
We can now talk about it.
Don't be jumping on my clue either, Rob.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Real easy.
Okay. I like when you call me to blank.
Travis?
Oh, Clay Travis.
Yeah!
Wow. Look at that, Rob!
Yeah!
The steal.
Yeah!
Rob Parker. Rob's country music. Actually,
up 29-20.
I'm talking about Clay Travis from the station.
I remember
Chris.
Him.
I know.
Yeah, I never miss Clay Travis.
Me either.
Me and Alex were on the show for a hot second.
We did. All
right, here
did
y'all really? And then they were like, no.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we came to the odd couple.
We came to the odd couple. Greater pastures.
That wasn't bad, Chris. Right?
I'm gonna give you props.
All right,
Rob. If you get this, it's over.
Oh my.
No pressure.
He won't.
Speaking of the Warriors, the Kings beat him on Thursday. After the game, they did what they always do after winning a home game by lighting the blank.
Okay, Alex, here we go. Here we go. Alex, where are you?
I'm right here, Rob. Okay.
Where are you?
Here we go.
I'm right here, Rob.
All right, you
okay.
ready?
Okay.
This isn't charades.
Okay, what is that? What is that?
It's
okay.
not charades, Rob.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi.
Who's only?
Hi.
Was he standing on his chair?
Rob's
pointing at something. Unbelievable.
What?
Unfreaking believable. Rob G, I blame you. What?
He's not saying anything, Chris.
No,
it's an audio medium.
I'm not doing anything
whatsoever.
Hi.
People running amok.
Rob is driving a hoopty while pointing.
Hi, Bean?
Yeah.
That is correct. Is like the beam.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Parker.
Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio. This is a travesty. This is a travesty.
All you do is win.
I want a new commissioner.
No.
Rob G, you're fired.
The Rob Parker Invitational.
What a clinic. Alex, you are a genius.
Song?
What a clinic.
All because
you,
Rob.
You got a new song?
Yeah, this is because I've been winning too much.
That's it. He's the new commissioner right here, baby.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. I must say that I am doing this last segment under protest. Rob Parker has cheated one too many times on Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. And Rob G, you have got to get control of your league. You are a terrible commissioner. Rob Parker is running amok with the cheating. And you are just sitting
there
doing
nothing.
You're sitting there watching it, laughing. Chuckling, giggling about it.
Rob G is...
While I pay the price in an L.
Rob G is Roger Goodell. He's collecting $50 million and not doing anything. He's a great commissioner.
Look, man, I get paid by the owners, like Roger Goodell. So why would I ever turn on my people?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I think this topic, as I look at the rundown, had to be a Rob Parker idea. Here's the topic. Terrible that injuries ruin marquee games again. That had to be Rob.
Is that my topic, Rob G?
It has to be. Who else is coming up with that? It is. Look, we've seen injuries in the playoffs before many times. But let's see. Who do we have? What are some of the injuries? We got Zion out in the play-in. Jimmy Butler out. In the play-in, Sacramento's missing Malik Monk and Kevin Herter.
It's just disappointing, Chris.
Chicago's without Zach LaVine.
Don't you just want to see? I just want to see, my God, the players play. That's all.
It's interesting because, again, look, injuries date back before load management. But Rob, Antonio Daniels, friend of the show, NBA champion, his theory, which I agree with, I like this. I think this is part of it, is that the guys don't play enough. They don't build their bodies up to withstand, you know, the pressure on your bodies, your joints, your muscles that you're going to endure, withstand, you know, in an NBA season. And though, so that guys get hurt a lot more. I don't know if it's, I don't know the numbers, but Rob, there's a lot of guys out. We talked about the Eastern Conference, why Boston does have a cakewalk. Joel Embiid's banged up. Giannis Antetokounmpo out for the beginning of the series, it looks like, against Indiana. Julius Randle out for the Knicks. They're got a who we miss, who else? Let's see. In the West, you know, Denver's fine. OKC is fine. Minnesota, they're just getting Karl-Anthony Towns back. That's good. The Clippers, of course, Kawhi.
That's a big one right there. Yep.
That's huge. Dallas is fine. Phoenix is fine for now. I mean, they've had injury problems all year with Bradley Beal. You got the Lakers. They're fine. They, you know, Vanderbilt, Jared Vanderbilt's been out, you know, pretty much most of the year. Seattle, like we said, Sacramento and New Orleans. Rob, I mean, it is what it is. It's still going to be a great playoffs, but yeah, it's tough when you just see the injuries. You
know? It's just because it's like you just want to see the best and see who can win, and you don't want to look back and go, man, that could have been an even better series, Chris, if everybody played, or what would have happened if this happened. It just seems, and I know it's the, I don't want to be the prisoner of the moment because we always talk about this, and guys used to be hurt before, Chris, but it just seems like it's more now than ever before. Right?
Yeah.
Like guys used to be hurt. I'm not sitting here acting like no one ever got hurt.
Right. I'm watching the highlights from the 1980 finals when game six, when Kareem, you know, missed game six because of an ankle injury. So yeah, it's not new. Rob, I will say this. I do think it was better this year with the load management. I think the 65 game rule, we can argue about, it's unfortunate they had to put that in.
Right. That's the point that you look at it.
Yeah, I do think it bore dividends and guys tried to play. And then some of the guys are just older, Rob, and they're getting injured. I think Kawhi and Joel Embiid are just, I mean, I don't really even blame them. I think they work hard, but their bodies at this point just don't seem to be able to handle the strain, you know, of an 82-game season and playoffs.
Crazy.
So, yeah, we'll see with Kawhi. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Signing off on the TV theme song Thursday, but keep it locked because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And Alex, they bring what?
Chris, they bring absolute fire!
That's right! Fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.